Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just been tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. That means you're a very smart person. Because you're here, and you're here to listen to another very smart person, Mr. Bob Nagin, the president of Whiz Bang Training, and one of the sharpest guys I know on making sure that your customers, that you give your, on how to give your customers the maximum opportunity to be successful. And he's with us right now. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I am happy to be here as always.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
Okay, Bob, what's the news? You have some news, don't you?
Yes, well, the good news is that I am almost finished with a contract with John Wiley & Sons, and I'm going to be writing a book tentatively titled Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, and it is going to be the definitive guide for small and mid-sized retailers if they want to grow their business without...
It's not going to have whiz-bang in the title?
Well, no, I don't think so. We talked about calling it the Essential Whiz Bang Guide to, but, you know, there's still plenty. If any of your listeners have a great idea for a title, we still have time to work on that.
Well, my audience knows how many times I've said, Bob, when's your book coming out? So congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
That's great.
We're very excited about it.
Well, Wiley's a great publisher, and that's a high compliment to you, and I'm not the least bit surprised because... Because, as you know, we have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. And,
that's right. Your brain trust is top shelf.
you're a great example of that. All right, Bob, help us with our customers. What do we got folks coming in our businesses.
Yes.
This time of year, maybe who've never come in before, and
yes,
they're just sort of noodling around. They're shopping around, trying to get some ideas. How do we get those people to never leave?
That's right. You know, and I run into this a lot with retailers, and like for instance, florists have this issue a lot around Valentine's Day. Every small business tends to, especially retailers, tend to have this time of intense activity, you know, I mean, the season. And most of my clients and the people I work with don't take advantage of it because they're too busy. They're not amped up for it. So there's a couple things to do. And the first thing to do is to proactively get yourself and your staff ready for it. But a little late for that for this holiday season. But the second thing, and perhaps most importantly, so you want to give that person who comes into your store, who comes into your business, that great experience in the holiday season, or you know, before Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or whenever that time is. And so you want to make yourself memorable. You want that service to be so good, the selection to be correct, the store to look good, that it makes an impression. But I think more importantly, the missed opportunity comes when merchants or business owners don't get the contact information.
Mm-hmm. Just
because,
let people
wander
in and wander out without even collecting any information.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you make a sale, and even if you're friendly, and you know you've got a great store, and your staff's doing a great job, and the sale goes well, if you don't get that contact information, you can't parlay that good experience into a relationship.
You got to think.
All
like,
you can do
you
is gotta hope
think like
that.
A, you got to think like a 17-year-old boy, don't you? You meet a pretty girl and you never saw her before, and you got to make sure you get her last name and maybe a phone number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Because you don't want to feel like a big dummy afterwards. You want to make sure you get that contact information, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, and that's, you know, that's the essence of marketing. If you're a small business person today, is consistency, continual marketing. It's your job to be remembered. It's not their job to remember you.
That's right.
And if all you do is if you think that all that, you know, a nice store and good merchandise and friendly people is enough, I call that hope marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hope is a wonderful motion, and it springs eternal. But it's not a marketing strategy.
It's hard to put hope on the bottom line, isn't it?
I know a lot of business people who do. They talk to their banker. I hope it's going to be better next
That's right.
year.
Well, yeah,
I tried to
deposit hope, and my banker said, no, thank you. I don't need
That's
any
right.
of this. They said, take this to church. I can't do anything with this. And by the way, Bob, I think I showed my age there, because nowadays I think kids are probably asking for their IM address instead of their phone number, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I think that's
yes.
a little bit different. Hey, Bob, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
Bob Negan is our guest, and we're going to come back after these messages. He's got some more ideas on how you and I can help these holiday shoppers make sure that they never leave. And this is not about locking the door on them either, by the way, folks. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Could have tripped up DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know.
Welcome back. It's 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Negan is here with us too, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Whiz Bang Training. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been hearing Bob talk about some of these things that he's been mentioning about how to make sure that you get your customers in. When they come in the door, you don't let them get away. You make sure you know who they are and where they came from, and how to continue to be successful with the people who come in your business. And just in case if you just tuned in for the first time, you haven't heard Bob before when he's been on the show in the past, I'd like to point out that the reason why you should listen to Bob is because this is a guy who made his living selling yo-yos and kites.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, Bob, that just impresses the heck out of me, because, you know, as a kid, I remember, you know, of course, kites were big in the spring every year when I was a little kid. But yo-yos came around every 4 or 5 years. It was like, you know, it was like one year it would be yo-yos, next year it would be marbles, and next year it would be tops, and things like that. And of course, that also dates me. You know, kids don't even know what a top is these days, but let alone a yo-yo. But I mean, to me, somebody who made their living 12 months out of the year selling those kinds of items, you folks, you talk about being able to milk every penny of opportunity out of a prospect and a customer. Bob Negan knows how to do that. So that's the reason why when Bob talks, I listen.
Well, you know, it was. I mean, we did. And every day I would tell my staff, nobody needs a kite. You know, let's get clear on that. And, you know, it's interesting because this week in 1999, this week, well, I was still, you know, owner of the Mackinac Kite Company.
Yeah.
I sold my share of the company to my brother, who was my partner, in 2000. But this week in 1999, we sold $275,000 worth of yo-yos and yo-yo's accessories in
wow.
the company. And I'll tell you what, that was an exciting time.
But let's
go back to your listeners. You know, it sounds like, oh my God, he sells yo-yos. I sell clothes. But really, I didn't sell yo-yos. What did I sell? I sold a hobby. I sold an experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell women's clothing, you're not selling something to keep women from being naked. You're selling them style. You're selling them, you know, emotion. It's all the same, whether it's yo-yos or flowers or clothes. You're always selling something other than the product.
Mm-hmm.
And when people know that, they can do a lot better for themselves.
Did anybody ever accuse you guys of being yo-yo selling yo-yos? They never did that, did they?
People accuse us of a lot of stuff.
Sorry about that, Bob. I couldn't resist. Okay,
well, you know, this is a funny story, because when we went to Mackinac City, Michigan is in northern Michigan, very, very seasonal town. In 1981, there was, you know, I mean, they sold two things, fudge and souvenirs. And here's these young guys, long hair, beards, coming here and selling kites. And they, I mean, we
they
heard through,
crazy,
the, through the grapevine, they thought we were selling drugs. How can anybody sell kites for a living? Kites! They must be selling drugs. They can't sell kites. But you know what? We got out there and we created an experience. And that's the 10-cent story. Have a create a great experience and then parlay that experience into a relationship.
Now you talk
that's how
to
we
us.
Grow our business.
Can you give us your website, by the way, while we're at it?
Sure. www.whizbangtraining.com. And there's an H in the whiz.
All right. Now, you told us a minute ago about making sure that you get the contact information
yes.
with your customers. Now, why would we need to know how to contact them?
Well, if you can't contact, well, let me just say, so it's Christmas time, right? So, Jim, if you were to have a Christmas party, what you would do, you would go into your Rolodex, or nobody uses Rolodexes anymore, but you go into your...
I'd go to my PDA.
You go into your PDA, and you would invite people. And if you didn't have that information, you wouldn't be able to invite people.
Right.
And the same thing holds true. So let's say I have a garden center. When I have the contact information, particularly email, because email marketing is becoming such an important tool, I can do promotions every week. And for pennies, literally pennies, I can tell everybody who is on my list about this promotion. So all of a sudden, I have the ability to communicate with my customers more often, and not only communicate, but communicate messages of value to them. I mean, it's not just this is a sale. It's not just sales. It's we're doing this. Here's a tip of the week. That's what we do, a tip of the week. And unless you have that contact information, you can't do anything with it.
You know, I had a lady on the show in the previous hour, Donna Finn. Her book's called Attack Dogs, Alpha Dogs, and she says she talks about a bakery company that decided they wanted to have a national brand, and one of the things that they do is they send out a regular newsletter, and basically it includes photographs of their employees doing what they do and talking about different things that they make, and she says that she loves getting that because she likes to see what these people are up to.
Absolutely. You know, I mean,
but she, she couldn't do that if she didn't have an email address and, of course, permission to send.
Permission to send is very, very important. But, you know, I mean, it goes back to something that we were talking about just a little while ago. If all you're selling is a product, your only competitive advantage is price. And so the minute that you play the price game, you're dead in the water.
The price war is over, and we lost.
That's right. We lost. Walmart has won, period. So what do we have to do? We have to sell ourselves. We have to sell our brand. We have to sell the experience. We have to sell the store, so to speak, and not the product. We have to sell more than the product,
on to that thought, Bob. We have to sell some things ourselves. Right after these messages, we'll be back with our good friend Bob Nagin, the president of Whizbang Training, and put a .com on the end of Whizbang Training, and you'll find his website. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. It's 10-10.
I get a strong, uneasy feeling. You're not sitting there alone. I'm having that. It's just a ball of dust underneath my feet.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead, and hope you'll check out all the other free things. So many free things and great resources there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including a number of archives of past interviews that we've conducted with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Bob Nagin, the president of Whizbang Training. And congratulations again, Bob, on your new book. And you know that since you're a member of our Brain Trust, that the only obligation you have, other than to be nice to me, is that you have to launch your book on this show.
I would be honored to.
Well, we've launched a lot of books on this show.
Well, I would be honored to. In fact, one of the things when I put my proposal into John Wiley was they said, what can you do? And I said, well, you know, Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, a nationally syndicated radio show, said he would support me.
Absolutely.
And I think that might have been what tipped him over.
You think that puts you over the edge there?
I think that's what got him on my side.
And I'm just so glad they called you back after that, Bob. But anyway, congratulations on that. We're looking forward to when that comes out. Bob, you talk a lot about with your folks about the importance of gift certificates. How do we deploy gift certificates effectively?
Sure. Traditionally, gift certificates are thought of as, you know, so somebody goes into a store, they give $20, they get a gift certificate, and it has the equivalent of cash. That piece of paper is essentially redeemable for cash at a store or a business.
Mm-hmm.
What the strategy that I employ is to give away gift certificates with one line of fine print that says, only one gift certificate per purchase, please. So that they, you know, it's not treated like cash. So 10 people don't gather their friends together.
Right.
Treat 10, you know, and buy a Game Boy with 10 $10 gift certificates.
Right.
And then give them to your best prospects. Figure out how much a customer is worth to you, and figure out how much you'd be willing to pay to acquire a really good customer. And then, so let's say my average sale is $20, and my cost of goods is $10. I would go and I would give $10 gift certificates to anyone I knew who would be a really good prospect.
Because you knew that once they became one of your customers and they had the full experience, enough confidence in your organization that you knew that you would rope those people in and you'd have them for a long time.
That's right. You know, because when they redeem their gift certificate, of course I'm going to get their contact information, and then I'm going to start sending them regular emails about all the great promotions we do and all the fun stuff they can participate in. But the marketing concept here, the key concept, is break even on the front end and break the bank on the back end.
Uh-huh.
I'm willing to acquire customers at a break even all day long.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Because I'm going to be proactive about building.
But if you don't have the kind of organization that can create that experience, that emotional connection with your company, then you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, certificates just cost me money. Well, if you think about it like that, and you don't have the kind of organization that we've been talking about, they're probably right, aren't they?
That's right. You know, it goes back to that other truism that nothing kills a bad product better, faster than great advertising. I mean, if you bring them into the store at a break even, and your staff or you don't do what it takes to get them back, well, phooey, you know, you're essentially giving money away.
Don't people expect? Do you think people expect a great service, or do you think that they're so used to bad service that anything that you do above that is remarkable?
I think people walk in, and I guess I can always speak for myself, but I think I always walk in with hope. And if I think expectations tend to be neutral. But I think that people respond so positively to a good experience that, you know, for instance, one of the strategies or tactics that I teach is as soon as somebody comes into your store, buys something from you, signs up for your preferred customer club, in other words, gives you permission to develop a relationship, they give you the contact information, I strongly recommend that you send them a one or two or three sentence thank you note. Boom. Thank you.
Handwritten.
Handwritten. Three sentences. It doesn't have to be long. Just thanks for coming
in. Get the cards ready to go out whenever you need them to.
Pardon me?
Get the cards ready to go out whenever you need them to.
Absolutely.
Bob, I've got to stop you. I've got to stop you there. That's a great suggestion. Congratulations on the book. The website is whizbangtraining.com. That's whiz with an H. Thank you very much for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Jim. Happy holidays to you.
Bob Negen, ladies and gentlemen. That's Negen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.